Deteriorated religious freedom has a severe impact on the church in Eritrea. An innovative approach to water helps a ministry confront a global crisis. And a film enters boot camp training with military recruits. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Report after report reveals diminishing religious freedom in Eritrea. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's latest release says a longtime evangelist was arrested in his home in the capital last week and imprisoned. According to Glenn Penner, the Eritrean government tells a bit of a different story in cases like these.
If you ask the Eritrean government, are there any Christians in jail because of their faith, they'll tell you no. There are no Christians in jail. There are only criminals in jail. What they've done is they've criminalized Christian activity.
The U.S. State Department backs up the 2007 World Watch list of worst countries for religious persecution when it says the situation in Eritrea has deteriorated further. Eritrea rose from 14th to 13th on the watch list. Penner says the lack of freedom will likely trickle down to evangelism.
Absolutely, because, of course, it is in the very nature of Christianity to be able to share your faith. If there are restrictions on the ability to share one's faith, then one cannot say that it's you have true religious freedom.
Next, water stands out as one of the worst mismanaged finite natural resources. It pervades all areas of society, and its lack can decimate a country faster than any other crisis. In fact, International Aid's Miles Fish says the lack of access to clean water is an ongoing and under-addressed disaster.
The World Health Organization has gone on record to state that more than 50% of the world's health problems are caused by bad water. United Nations has set a goal to reduce by half the number of people that are suffering from bad water by the year 2015. So we have invested in a household water treatment filter.
This filter provides clean, safe, affordable drinking water at a rate of 47 liters an hour. It's a first step toward ministry, too. Fish explains.
One of the first things that you've got to be able to do is to build a rapport with that community, to build a reputation, to build the kinds of relationships that are necessary so that you can go to the next step, which is to share your faith in Christ and to build the process of church planting.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Honduras is the 16th country to implement the Leadership Development Program. Compassion International began this program in Honduras for the growing number of children graduating the sponsorship program who show a desire to get further education. Those who do show strong Christian character and are active in their church and community will begin studying at a university early next year. The competition is fierce. Pray that sponsors will be able to rise to the challenge for the chosen students. Next, Inter-Senegal Mission, in collaboration with Partners International, is seeing great results with a new approach to evangelism. Reverend Jose Oliveira, the director of ISM, explains why a holistic approach is proving more effective.
I'm sure that you have heard these quotes, people don't care how much we know until they know we care. And in the past, the approach was mainly to give words or our theology, and that doesn't really attract them. But when they see that we care, little by little, they open up.
Microloans, women's outreaches, and food relief are just a few on a long list of programs helping the organization gain credibility so they can share the gospel.
At this point, what we see villages asking us to come into their community to do what they see in the other villages in which we work.
As with any growth, there's always an increased need.
The goal is to create a movement, and our need basically is more workers in these villages.
And the 239th Battalion at the Fort Jackson Army Training Center in South Carolina is going through basic training of a spiritual kind. An Army chaplain volunteers using the Jesus film as part of God's basic training, Bible-based curriculum. Between 200 and 300 soldiers attend each showing, and about 10% indicate their trust in Christ. There are roughly 5 Jesus film showings per year, so that each cycle of recruits has a chance to watch it. Pray for the discipleship of these new believers. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.